Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
CFW.
CFW.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
take these broken wings. Baby, I think tonight we can take what was wrong and make it right. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
'80s, '90s, and more at CFW. So if you ask Leonardo DiCaprio's friends about his girlfriend, they might say, she's got him on a leash that's way too short. Well, he said he's in love. 26-year-old Italian model Vittoria Ceretti is his girlfriend. He's considering moving her into his house. As to why he's so in love, or as he said, devoted to a woman, he's never been this in love or devoted to a woman because, well, she's 26 and he's 50.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You
ask CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Right.
what I call rock and roll. The crew, 105.7 CFW. When you get that big, you don't even have to be known by your full name. Just say the crew. Everyone knows exactly what you're talking about. Much like MJ. That's all I have to say. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning. Should we just call him MM? Wake up with M&M, Mike McKay in the morning, 6 to 10 a.m. He has got your feel-good story of the day a couple of different times on the show, 6:15 and 9:15. Tune in and start your day the right way with CFW.
Stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse you shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
You're listening to Jay Roberts, 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. '90s and more. 105.7.
That I couldn't promised myself I wouldn't leave. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut.
If you've heard the story, but 1997, I was a 21-year-old punk. I sat down at a bar in Minneapolis. A buddy of mine and I were in there. I was working for a radio station at the time, a rock station in Minneapolis, and I saw this guy sitting there at the bar next to me looked kind of familiar. It turns out it was Dave Perner, the lead singer of Soul Asylum. I was pretty nervous. I said, "Hey, Dave. See you, Dave." We'll be right back.
1057 CFW.
Does anybody else get bummed out when, like, on a nice warm day, then the sun goes down and suddenly it's much cooler outside and then you're like, oh, is it over? When is it coming back? We'll find out soon. Your forecast is on the way. Here's The Calling on CFW.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I of your days. how my life and love might still go on. In your heart, in your mind, I'll stay with you.
Someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary, drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 1057 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning, 1057 CFW.
Sure Tight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Today's 105.7 CFW Big Deal of the Day. Bittersweet Homestead Boutique in Amory. 7,500 square feet of newly remodeled shopping bliss. Discover a selection of new, vintage, and handcrafted treasures designed to enhance and inspire your lifestyle. Looking for trendy finds, timeless classics, or one-of-a-kind pieces? They have options to suit every taste. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Bucky Lift would like you to know that donating blood is safe, simple, and literally saves lives. Most donors find it to be a heartwarming experience. Give blood at least once in your life, if not several times a year. Your donation helps assure that blood will be there for you, your family, friends, and neighbors when it's needed. This message is from Bucky Lift, proud to serve our community. Visit BuckyLift.com. Be a lifesaver and give blood today.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of state Republicans have introduced a bill that would limit what flags are allowed to be flown at government buildings. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Eric Wimberg introduced the legislation, which would only allow the U.S. flag, state flag, POW/MIA flag, and the official flags of the armed forces to be flown at the sites. If local municipalities wanted to fly another flag, it would require a 3/4 vote from elected officials. Critics say the proposal is meant to target the Pride flag or Black Lives Matter flag. The state legislature's Joint Committee for the Review of Administrative Rules officially overturned the rule banning anglers from carrying a gun while fishing. The Republican-controlled committee voted 7-3 with no discussion to overturn the rule that had been in place since 1999. DNR officials say despite being allowed to carry a firearm now, anglers can only use them for protection and can't use them to shoot at fish. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit, claiming that the regulation could violate the Second Amendment. The Salvation Army is looking to use tiny homes as transitional housing for the unhoused population in Barron County. Officials say the organization received a donation of 2 tiny homes ready for occupants, which sparked the idea to create a tiny home community. The organization had previously attempted to convert a former nursing home into transitional housing after purchasing the property in 2021. Long-term construction issues forced them to abandon that project. They now plan to use that land for the tiny homes. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors is pursuing the sale of the former transfer station used for trash and recycling operations until 2020. Officials say a developer is hoping to turn the property along Highway 29 in Menominee into housing and a child care facility. The Board of Supervisors plans to sell 10 acres of land, including 2 buildings, under a sealed bid in February, with the bids being reviewed by the County Facilities Committee. Officials say the transfer station was closed due to the excessive cost of garbage and recycling collection efforts. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 20s. And more sun, but not as warm tomorrow, high upper 30s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with some snow showers.
A mixture of sunshine and clouds into Sunday, highs in the low 40s.
It's 39 right now.
CFW.
Everything around.
you listening tomorrow. Laura McKenna on the Midday. Another chance for you to win free lunch from Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi Restaurant in Eau Claire around 12:40. You text in that keyword, you could find yourself eating at Hot Pot for free. Tony Lorino's on deck with Throwback Nation Radio. I'll catch you tomorrow.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong. No intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other.
Finishing the workday with Jay Roberts.
80s, 90s, and more.
It's all the same.
to CFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I thought that